Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
For so many years, if you've ever heard of iceberg lettuce, it's also been called head lettuce. It's been the lettuce de rigueur, the one to go to, the one that they serve the big wedge at restaurants with a little bacon and blue cheese, which does kind of rock. But anyway, but according to some new studies and things out there, romaine and leaf lettuce, green, red, leaf, butter, bib, combined recently became the most consumed lettuces in the United States, followed by spinach. Collard greens, escarole, kale, mustard greens, turnip greens are consumed at a much lower levels, but are increasing. So we're learning that people are starting to move a little bit away from iceberg lettuce. And if you have kids that eat salads, you know, especially if they take them to school, you know that they really like the iceberg because it's one of the only ones that stays really, really crisp. But lettuce greens don't contain really almost any calories, like 5 to 10 per cup. So really just by eating a lot, their virtue is in their volume. There's lots of crunch and some of them have flavor, some of them don't. And if you think about iceberg lettuce, there's almost no flavor, but it almost feels like it's giving you a glass of water. But the darker leafy greens such as spinach and romaine and leaf, they have more nutrients, vitamin A, carotenoids, vitamin C, potassium. They all have more vitamins than iceberg, which has almost nothing. And they have taste. Some of them are a little bit bitter. If you've ever had raw kale, it's got a little bit of a bitter taste. But if you mix it with a little bit of a vinaigrette that you make with just a tiny bit of sugar or something, boy, it can be also delicious. If you've never tried kale, mustard greens, turnip greens, they have so many more nutrients than iceberg lettuce again. And they have cancer-preventing compounds, and they've got, you know, any of these cruciferous vegetables that you mix in with them, boy, you're really getting some superfoods. So moving away from the iceberg lettuce seems to be the wave of the future, and in my opinion, any lettuce you eat is better than no lettuce. So getting that fiber, getting the water, just seeing something green and crunchy on your plate is what rocks. So thanks so much for listening. Have a big salad tonight and think of me when you're doing it. This is Melanie Cole. More great show coming up. Stay tuned.